This news update's being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Brian Phillips, age 33, appeared in court for sentencing on Monday, October 27th, after pleading guilty to assault charges. He has a long legal history, including 7 prior probation terms, 4 of which ended unsuccessfully, mainly due to alcohol issues, along with 1 felony and 12 misdemeanor convictions. As a consequence of his plea and record, Phillips was sentenced to 120 days in jail, receiving credit for 97 days already served. He was not given additional probation following the sentence. And a food pantry event will take place at 122 Crosswell Avenue in Crosswell, Michigan, Sanilac County, on Wednesday, October 29th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's this evening. The event is hosted by Mama's Mission at the Crosswell Community of Christ Church and aims to provide support to local residents in need. The food pantry operates on select Wednesdays each month, offering assistance to individuals and families across the community. And Senator Gary Peters, ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, has introduced bipartisan legislation to renew federal authorities allowing law enforcement to detect, track, and safely disable drones posing security threats. The proposed bill to restore key powers for Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice that expired on September 30th of this year would extend them through 2028, enabling agencies to respond to drone threats near sensitive sites such as airports, stadiums, and large public gatherings. Peters emphasized that with over 1 million drones registered nationally, incidents involving drones interfering with airport operations and sporting events highlights the risk to public safety. The renewed authorities are especially crucial ahead of major events such as the 2026 FIFA World Cup and the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Support for the legislation extends to stakeholders like National Football League, airport operators, and law enforcement groups who stress the importance of giving law enforcement clear legal powers and safe technology to address drone threats. Peters has previously led efforts to expand access to drone disabling technologies for state and local law enforcement, citing the need to protect both property and the public from accidental or malicious drone activity. And we will return right after this.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Amanda Weisenbach, manager of the Sebring office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with 3 monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment. That's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. The White House has dismissed the commission in charge of historic building projects in Washington, D.C. Critics say this could alter the city's architectural character. Administration officials argue the change will speed up new developments. Urban planners are split over the decision, with some saying it's a threat to historic preservation standards. the move has started a heated debate in the capital. And peace talks between Pakistan and Afghanistan have stalled once again. Negotiators met in Istanbul for 3 days. Key issues remain unsolved and the tensions persist. Regional allies are urging both sides to compromise. Progress is hard to achieve amid ongoing violence, and the countries say talks could resume later this year. That's been a look at your news, brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.